Michael Piff, what is your title here at WGN Radio?
I am the Senior Digital Strategist here at WGN Radio.
So a lot of the things we do that we're posting online or videos that we're sharing are your work. And you're also the bracketologist of sorts, aren't you?
That's a good way. I got to add that to my LinkedIn, right? Pizza bracketologist.
You helped us with our jokes brackets that we did at the beginning of the year. So now you have round two, that is year two of your pizza brackets?
Correct. We are actually doing a play-in round. We kick things off today for 8 Chicago area pizza places to join our round of 64 that will kick off on Thursday.
I see Roberts and Nancy's are in the tournament this year.
Yeah, we got a couple new. I think we have 11 new places. And we actually asked our WGN Radio listeners, who do you want to be a part of this? We got 1,000 responses back.
Did you seed it like I see on the top of each bracket, Pequot's, Lou Malnati's? Are those one seeds?
Well, we actually don't have seeds. We kind of make it, I mean, you can read it as you will. You can interpret it as you will. But we didn't want people to feel like we are valuing one over the other. But we did kind of go off of a matchup-based, you know, bracketing format here that I think is going to be pretty fun for our listeners when they check it out.
So the winner last year was Giorgio's Pizza, is that right?
Giorgio's in Crystal Lake.
And the owner-operator of that, Courtney Miller, the general manager of Giorgio's Pizza, I think is on the phone line right now. Hey, Courtney, it's John with Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Congratulations on the win last year.
Thank you.
There's a number on your back now. Everybody's going to be gunning for you. You know that, Courtney.
Yeah, we're ready.
Where are you located, Courtney?
So we are in Crystal Lake. We are the original store, and then we have another location in South Barrington. But we are on year 21 here in Crystal Lake.
I don't know how it happened, but fresh pizzas from your place were just delivered here a little while ago, still hot, and that's not a short trip. And I have two thin crusts and then maybe a deep dish, is that right, or a pan?
Yes. So our South Barrington location helped us out with the distance. So they did bring you thin crust pizza, our sausage, and our Papa Giorgio, which is one of our signature pizzas that we have. And then you also have a deep dish pizza. I believe you guys got sausage and pepperoni.
So what was I tasting in that? Because, you know, if you're eating pizza, it's the cheese and the sausage, the crust, the tomato. You always sense the familiar flavors. But it seemed like there was some seasoning in the piece of pizza I had. It was one of the thinner crust ones. Do you or Michael know what I'm tasting or how it's different?
So, you know, we can't give all the things away, but our thin crust is made, you know, in-house every day. We make our dough, fresh ingredients every day, fresh sliced cheese every day. So that's. You know, that's what we do. We work
on. I don't know what it was. Was it thyme? Was it oregano?
You know, it was made with love, John. It was made with lots of McHenry County love.
Tell me what the secret ingredient is that I am tasting.
It wouldn't be a secret anymore.
It would be really good. Right. But, you know, but I will say this because I know that you win this bracket if you've got good pizza, but also if the, like you said, the community supports you. So you can score this thing any way you want. But then, from my perspective, it would be nice when I do taste the winning pizza. If I was tasting something a little bit different, and this has a really, it's great, but I'm glad that it just had a little bit of a twist. Does that make sense, Courtney?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask Michael, how far did Lou's go last year?
Lou's, I think they made it to it was the Elite Eight in ours. Yeah, but I would put this up against Lou's. I would put this up against any deep dish pizza around the Chicago area. I remember visiting the Crystal Lake location for the first time, and it blew me away. When you have it fresh out of the pan, it's special pizza. Well, I like to call it event pizza.
An event pizza? What do you mean by that?
Like it's a special event. Like you got to plan ahead for this kind of thing.
Well, it's a really deep. I mean, it's Gino's thick. It's a really deep. Pan pizza, right?
Yes.
It's not just thick. That's the...
You can lift weights with this, yeah.
It really is a heavier... It's like one slice is you're good to go. What do you recommend, Courtney, if we eat pizza at Giorgio's?
What we sent you, our Papa Giorgio's thin crust, that's one of my favorites. For me, a deep dish, I like the veggie route. I do our spinach and cheese specialty mix is my favorite.
And the thin crust that you said is your specialty, what's on that?
The Papa Giorgio is meats and veggies. So you have sausage, pepperoni, bacon, mushroom, onion, green pepper.
And what's the special seasoning in there? I sense a certain flavor that I had.
There's oregano on top of it.
A little oregano, maybe. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Yes. Well, all right, so you're in the tournament again. Did you see where you are in the brackets, Courtney?
Yes, I did.
You were up against Nino's.
We're going against Nino's, yeah. And I'm trying to remember if we went against them last year, but I can't remember.
And then after that, you would have to take on Burt's Place or Wayne's. If you win there, then you're up against Joe's, Marcello's, Bill's. The list goes on and on and on. So good luck to you guys. Congratulations. Tell all your friends they need to go online and start voting, right?
That was the plan last year. It worked out for us. So we're hoping that we get the community support again and see how far they take us.
Good luck, Courtney. Thanks for visiting with us. And thanks for sending down some pies.
Of course. We're glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, are about to. I just had one little corner of one of the thin crusts, so you can take that out to the sharks.
Are you sure?
I know, but just...
I'll leave you like a fourth.
Leave me just a wedge of something.
you might need a nap after.
Courtney is the general manager at Giorgio's Pizza, and they got, it was a couple locations, huh?
Yeah, South Barrington and Crystal Lake.
Okay. Go to WGNRadio.com, Mike, to see your brackets.
That's right, WGNRadio.com. We're also on the Chicago's very own Eats podcast page that you can find on the website. And we're posting these out to all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, X or LinkedIn, and Instagram. We'll have that one with the big bracket coming out on Thursday.
Couple of text messages. I vote Eclipse. It doesn't lay eggs. What's cooler, the Eclipse or the cicadas? Your thoughts, go.
I would like the Eclipse because I'm terrified of cicadas.
Okay. 630 says, so happy, if that's the right word, that Zone of Interest won the Oscar for Best Sound. That's like liking something on Facebook when it's something terrible, but you just have to indicate your support. But it was so deserving, said 630. Mike, good luck with the brackets. We'll be voting.
Thanks so much.